control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and after a busy weekend when we had our annual Radio Liberty Conference, now we're back in full swing. And we have with us this morning our good friend Barry Shamish, who's going to bring us up to date with the things that are going on in Israel. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
So well, tell us what the latest is that's coming out of the Near East.
Well, as I prefer to start in this era, which is coming up to November, it's the Rabin assassination.
All right.
All right. Now, the cover-up this year is really very, very impressive. And I've been impressed. I mean, the establishment has pulled out its big guns. And I received an email from Aaron Klein. Do you know the name?
Is he the fellow who's the World at Daily?
You got it.
A commentator there in Jerusalem?
You got it.
Okay, sure. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing him, I think, next week.
Oh, boy. This gives me a chance to give you new questions.
All right, fine.
Now, I like Aaron. Don't get me wrong about this. He's a fellow journalist, and we have an adventure or two, which I'll talk about shortly.
Right.
But the first thing is he writes me about the latest video. Now, Ynet, which is Yediot Ahronot, which is Israel's largest newspaper, has put on a new digitally remastered video of the Rabin assassination, which, by the way, is the same as the old one. You just see things a bit clearer, and it seems to be a little re-edited, frankly. But he writes me and says, look at this video, and you tell me if you see three shots or not. I write him back, and I said, I haven't seen the video yet, but I always said there are three shots. What's new about this? And then I go through the actual Shamgar Commission, which was our Warren Commission, and I explain to him that according to our government, Rabin was first shot from 50 centimeters, and then he falls. When he falls, his bodyguard, Yoram Reuven, covers him. Amir, after this brief hiatus, comes forward a couple of steps and shoots a second time, the second bullet going through Yoram Reuven's shoulder, and the third bullet going through Yitzhak Rabin's waist. And I said to him, what's new about that? We always do that. Nonetheless, and by the way, this is the core of the conspiracy that the government said Rabin was shot twice, and Yoram Reuven was shot once. Now, Yoram Reuven was treated in the hospital. I have his medical reports. He was given iodine. The guy was given iodine for a gunshot wound. That's some gunshot wound. All right, he was given iodine, a few tetracycline pills, and told that he's fine. Well, that's some gunshot. Now, then I went on to Ynet and I watched the movie. And the same thing, except now clearly you see that Yoram Reuven did not fall on Rabin, and there was no second shot from above, and there was no third shot from above. According to this latest video, Amir shot three times in a row without a break. So I wrote Aaron back, and I said, well, this proves the conspiracy, doesn't it? I said, Aaron, you wanted me to admit I was wrong. That's why you wrote me. You thought I'd see this silly video and admit I was wrong. And I said, Aaron, this is the conspiracy. There is no Yoram Reuven in this picture. There is no hiatus. There is no Rabin being shot from above. Everything the Shamgar Commission told us is a lie. How am I supposed to react to these magical three new booths that Wynet has put up on the internet. And by the way, I wrote Wynet a simple message and says this proves the conspiracy. But again, we have this problem. People aren't aware of the subtleties of this assassination. People have forgotten there was a Shamgar Commission. People have forgotten that the government committed itself to the two-bullet theory, much like the magic bullet theory. All of this has been forgotten, and you put up a silly video like this, and people think this proves that Yigal Amir shot Rabin. Well, what this video proves is that Yigal Amir shot three bullets in a row without interference from Rabin's bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, who was, by the way, the real shooter of Rabin afterwards. I said, people don't even understand the Rabin murder anymore. People aren't even arguing with the Shamgar Commission. Most people don't even know there was a Shamgar Commission. And I wrote him back and I said, thank you, you just proved the conspiracy. And he wrote me back and said, I don't prove anything, I don't believe anything, I'll phone you, he never has and he never will. Well, the big guns have thrown out the best they can, and none of them survive, real analysis by someone who knows what actually went on during the conspiracy and during the Shamgar Commission.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask is, after Rabin was supposedly shot from behind, did he really fall down on the
ground? No, he did. Not according to this film. He just keeps walking.
Well, that's what I saw. I saw your film, and he just keeps on walking.
Yep.
I mean, how could he have been shot and keep on walking and then end up quadriplegic?
I don't think he ended up quadriplegic.
What did he end up?
He ended up dead. That's what he ended up.
Okay.
I don't think he really had a chance to actually walk. They shot him twice in the car.
Okay, but he did walk into the car, as I remember.
Yes, he did.
So what's the story about him falling down and the fellow falling on top of him?
Well, we now know that's not true. Now, Rubin did fall on him after being walked about seven steps away from where Amir shot at him. Oh, and by the way, he turns his head back after the three shots. He actually turns his head backwards to hear where the sound is coming from, which is a remarkable reaction from someone who the doctors claimed had his spine shattered and had no nerves. But, you know, again, I've given this lecture so many times. I'm giving it, by the way, in New York this Saturday.
All right, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Chavez.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Overturning the tragedy of missing children means more than just saying don't talk to strangers. Give our children specific examples of situations to avoid. More importantly, teach them how to get help when they are lost or in danger. Remember, your children are counting on you. If you have information that can lead to the recovery of a missing child, contact your local authorities. Get involved in keeping our children safe. The people at Elaine's Place, located in Fort Morgan, are proud to sponsor this campaign. Remember, that's Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan. It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, if you stand back here, our guest is Barry Shemesh, and we're talking about the Rabin assassination. And supposedly, Rabin was shot from behind, and then he continues walking. Now, did he collapse, and then they put him in the car, or what happened?
He didn't collapse. The arm movement finally fell on him way after the shots were fired. Rubin didn't block any shots. It was a complete lie, what he said. And, again, this film, if you know the subtleties, proves beyond a doubt that the government lied to the Israeli people. Look, the government is stiffing us, okay? Just straightforward. The Israeli people take so many lies that they're beyond understanding the scope of the lies. But I'm going to stick with Aaron Klein briefly, because we really discovered something very, very major together. I wrote about an army base that was built by the United States east of Petah Tikva. The whole base is as big as half of Tel Aviv. It is a gigantic base. And when we went, Aaron phoned me up and said, is this base for real? And I said, yeah, of course it's for real. And he said, well, I want to come and see it. So he shows up at my house, and we go in his car, and it takes us, we have to turn right down a road about a couple of miles till we finally see the base. I had scouted out the Friday before. He came on a Tuesday. And there is the American flag, Old Glory, waving at the base of this base. Now, I had gone in privately and talked to the guard and just asked, what is this American flag doing on this military base you're building? And he said, well, the Americans are here, and you should see all the computers they're putting in here, and you should see all the digging underground. And I got guard just to tell me what he's been seeing. He was a very nice guard, probably shouldn't have opened his mouth, but I wrote it down and I sent it out on the internet. Aaron read it and he said, I've got to see this base. Well, we went there and we took pictures. Aaron took, well, the first thing was the American flag, but I showed him where they were digging tunnels under the ground. I showed him the extent of the warehouses, and we did a great tour, but Aaron didn't publish the story. And I said, Aaron, at least can I use the pictures? And he said, yeah, they're not letting me publish it, or I couldn't publish it. One reason or another, he didn't publish the story. I wrote the story. It went worldwide, and that the United States was building a vast military base in Israel. And apparently, Benjamin Netanyahu had so-called negotiated for this. What do we need America to build us a vast base for? As I said, this thing is half the size of Tel Aviv. It's the largest army base in Israel. It was built by the United States. And so Aaron phoned, and we went looking, and we followed the extent of this base and what it was doing. And then I saw what it was doing. The border of the base.
What do you think the base is there for? Why?
Pardon me?
Massive American military base, you know, there in Israel.
Well, they certainly built it. It was built by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Right.
And later on, they handed over the base to the Israelis.
It is for the Israelis, then.
Look, I figured out what this base was all about.
Okay,
there were a lot of rumors afterwards the border of, there was this long, long gravel road following the border of the West Bank, of what is known as the West Bank. And then with Aaron, we managed to get right in the base. We managed to talk to the supervisor of all construction. We managed to get a fabulous interview. And what he said was that this base was not what people were there were rumors out there by then that this base was to house all the settlers that they're going to remove from the West Bank and Gaza. We were there just before the Gaza pullouts. He said this base is going to replace all the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces bases in the West Bank and Gaza. It will replace all of them. And I said to him, what are those tunnels you're digging? He said, they're not tunnels. They look like tunnels, but really they're just not tunnels. I said, if they look like tunnels, then why aren't they tunnels? He said, this is something I can't talk about.
I see.
And we had a meeting, not just with the supervisor. There were some high-ranking officers there. And Aaron said, I'm from ABC News. He didn't say World Net Daily. He said ABC Radio. And he asked some questions. And I tried to get the questions answered. But I'll tell you something. It was miraculous that we got as high as the supervisor of this project. Now, this project exists today in Israel. It is going to be the base that replaces all the Israeli army bases in Judea and Samaria when the time comes. You can be sure of that. And it is smack dab on the border of what is known as the West Bank. This was the purpose of this base. Now, I got a lot of phone calls about this base. And I said, I do not believe it's a holding facility. I said, I do not believe it's a massive prison for all the settlers of Judea and Samaria. Although, believe me, the warehouses we saw, it sure could have been. But I said, I don't believe that's what it's being built for. I said, the supervisor told us something that made a lot of sense to me, that this base is going to replace all the IDF bases. And I said, guys, there's something I am sure of. They have got missiles inside that base. We took pictures of the missiles. And by the way, when you see the equivalent of a large room with a huge door and nothing else, and all kinds of bulldozers surrounding this itty-bitty little building with a giant door and nothing surrounding it, I said, that is a missile going straight into the ground. And I said, this building is some sort of very, very serious threat. I don't know to whom. It's none of my business. I would suspect Iran. I also wrote something very important. At the time that this base was being built, a decision was made to close down the old Ben Gurion airport, which was 10 miles away. And I said, and to build a new airport. And this old airport was suddenly taking military craft, of which we know nothing. And I said straight off, what you're talking about is the old airport was going to be used as a supply base, an air supply base for this new army base. And they've got themselves a first class, landing and takeoff base at Ben Gurion, and they've got a first class missile base running for miles along the border of Judea and Samaria is being built just east of Petah Tikva. And I believe I got it right. The Americans built a base in Israel.
And somebody has brought pressure to bear to keep the story from getting out, at least with the World Net Daily. Is that your impression?
I don't know. This I won't speculate upon. Okay. But Aaron was very nice to me. He sent me the photos. I sent them worldwide. The first person to print them up was Jeff Renz, and then we had a long radio show. But they went everywhere. about this American base being built in Israel. Now, a person who contacted me, I'm going to bring this up because it's getting, the story's getting a little weird, but I'm going to bring it up anyways. Jerry Golden is, well, I knew he was a decent enough man, but a little strange. And he phoned me up and said, I've got to see this base. My readers want to know about this base. And I had worked with Jerry. I kind of liked him in a way. He is, I guess, the world's outlet to Christian Jews in Israel. And we went to the base, and we followed down every road you can imagine. And we took pictures that me and Aaron had missed, which apparently, again, were in fact missile launchers. And by the way, we were definitely on unauthorized territory, taking certain risks more than I took with Aaron. Aaron did it more legitimate journalism, asked to speak to the guard, asked the guard if he would tell the supervisor that a journalist from ABC Radio is here. Aaron did it very with a great deal of professionalism. Jerry with a great deal of adventure. And when Jerry finished with his base, it was going to be a concentration camp. I mean, what he wrote about what he saw, we both saw the same thing. And, you know, frankly, you can turn this base into a concentration camp if you wanted to. I suppose you could do whatever you wanted with it. But I didn't believe it was going to be a concentration camp. I believed it was going to be a high-tech military base. The supervisor, by the way, of the project said, we repeated what the guy told us, that massive amounts of computers were going into this base and electronic equipment he's never seen before. And I asked the supervisor, what is this stuff going to be used for? And he said, it's just technical and bureaucratic computers, so the clerks would have something to type on. He gave this kind of an answer. Jerry, and by the way, I don't believe that answer either, but it's not going to be turned into a concentration camp. By the time Jerry finished with his base, it was Nazi Germany being built in Israel. In fact, it might have been, but without the murder of people. This base was there because Israel was going to pull out of Judea and Samaria, and Netanyahu agreed with Clinton, by the way, that we're going to need a massive base that's somehow going to protect our territory. And the Americans built it for them. That's what this base is all about.
How long ago was this as it was built?
Just before August of 2005. I'd say that I went with Jerry in May of 2005.
Do you think it could be an anti-ballistic missile base of some sort? Do you think that these...
We saw things that had to be missile launchers.
All right, but could they be anti-ballistic? In other words, could they be defensive rather than offensive?
Why would we need a defensive? Why in the middle of Israel? The arrow hadn't been developed. We didn't have an anti-missile missile. And quite frankly, I don't think we have one today. And even more frankly, if Israel's hit with 10,000 missiles on the first day of the next war, which I've been predicting, what does the arrow cost? About $3 million each. To knock down a Scud or a Kassam, which costs about $20 each, it doesn't make a lot of sense anyways. No, Israel doesn't have such a system.
All right, but I'm wondering if America has a secret system that we're going to deploy there. I'm just putting this out as a question. I don't know, but I do know that I believe we have all sorts of secret weaponry that nobody knows about.
There weren't enough launchers. I'd say the launch. We saw, Jerry and I saw four or five.
Okay, well, tunnels that aren't tunnels obviously are something that, they don't want you to know about.
Aaron and I saw two of them. Now, again, imagine a giant door surrounded by a little bit of concrete and barely any room behind it. But what you did have were trucks. A truck when the giant door opened, whoops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemesh discussing this and lots of other interesting stories.
Parents, children, and school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill at 101 Clayton Street in Brush. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Barry, before we go on, I would like you to get out your telephone number and your website so people would know how to get hold of your material, your DVDs, and your books.
Well, we should mention that pictures of the base are in my book, Bye Bye Gaza. We've got a whole bunch of pictures. These are actually Aaron's and Jerry Golden's pictures of the actual military base. So, to get my book, Bye Bye Gaza, you go to www.lulu.com, and you, in the right-hand corner, it says search, write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Chamish, and you will get to Bye Bye Gaza, and you'll get to see this military base. My website is the Barry Chamish website.com, but if you write BarryChamish.com, you'll get to it. If you want to write me, I'm at Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at NetVision, one long word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N.net, N-E-T.I-L, Chamish at NetVision.net.il. And if you want to order the DVDs and, well, books too, not Bye Bye Gaza, that's on Lulu, here's my cell number. It's 904-501-6000. 7605. It's 904-501-7605. You know what? I had, before this interview, I had not made a little note that, yeah, I've got the pictures in Bye-Bye Gaza. And you can see Old Glory waving the sun in the middle of Israel, the largest army base in Israel. No one was told it was being built. You know, I'll tell you how I found out. You have to turn right to a settlement called Kalamish. It's a very obscure road. I found out at the Jerusalem Book Fair, where someone from Kalamish said, why is the American flag being flown over this gigantic base, and what is this gigantic base for? And that gave me the hint to get in the car after the fair ended and go and see this monster there. You don't know what America has built in Israel, people. This is something nobody is talking about, but you built us a gigantic base. And whatever that base is really for, it is definitely cruising the actual border of what was known as the West Bank. This is American policy at work.
Well, now, has this ever been written up in Israel, other than through your efforts? Has it ever, other than Jeff Rentz having it here, I never remember hearing about this otherwise.
Oh, it went worldwide, also in Israel as well. Lots of people in Israel read that article of mine. I sent it out with the actual pictures of the base, so it did spread around, and there were rumors. But like everything else in Israel, there are so many rumors that within a week you've got new rumors replacing old rumors. Look, there's no question whatsoever this gigantic base can be seen by anybody who takes the road to Kalamish. Well, I don't have to tell your listeners how to get there. You know, that is for Israelis. But look, as for my word getting out, this week in Israel, there is a very three-page article, an interview that I did 10 days ago with an Israeli newspaper called Sofar. Yesterday, I spoke to two people who saw the interview, and they phoned me just to tell me what a fabulous interview it was. My work does get out in Israel. You know, one of these years, just to save the country, I may have to go back there. Right now, I think I would be killed, and it's keeping me away from the country. But who else was exposing these army bases? Who else was going three times in a week to take pictures of an army base that the rest of the country didn't even know was being built?
Well, I think it's a fabulous story, and it suggests that the military is preparing, American military is preparing for some major military confrontation there. The question is, what have they done and what are they planning for? So I hope you'll keep us abreast of it. And anything new, or is it just that's been 2 years ago? It must be pretty well completed by now.
Oh, I'll take the guess that it's now operating, but not at full capacity. If what the supervisor told us is... Oh, and by the way, another thing that we discovered, this was shocking. The workers at the base were Arabs. Now, look, you don't hire an Arab to build an Israeli army base. Intelligence-wise, that is the world's stupidest thing to do. There were mostly Arabs and foreign workers. There were barely any Israeli workers putting up this base. I don't know if there were any Israeli workers putting up this base. And that's another thing Aaron and I took a picture of. Who, you know, what construction company put up this thing? And we asked the supervisor, we saw the workers, they weren't Israelis. And he said, no, we bust them in, they are Arabs and foreign workers. And I said, you think that's smart to build an Israeli army base using Arab and foreign workers? And he said, that's what was given to us. And he didn't have an explanation for this at all. Now, again, people, I'm trying to get some sort of word out about all the hanky-panky going on in Israel. Did you actually see my article with the pictures?
No, I didn't. I don't recall seeing that.
Well, all I can say is Bye Bye Gaza is the name of the book, and you'll get the article and the pictures. That's in the new book.
All right. Well, we're certainly going to check that part of it out, and I think that's a fascinating story, which we haven't heard, of course, heard before. So obviously they're making plans for some big military activity over there. The American people are not informed, and certainly the Israeli people are. The only reason they know about it is because you've written it up.
Apparently, no one else wrote it up. Let us go back to Jerry Golden briefly, if I may.
All right, you go back to Jerry.
Now, as I said, Aaron suddenly wouldn't touch the story. And please, when you interview him, ask him about the base.
All right, I will.
Okay, just straightforward. What did he take pictures of? What were his impressions of this base? Let's hear what didn't get printed. By the way, I think it might have got printed. Ask him that as well. I never saw the article, and I never saw the pictures, but ask him about that one as well. This is a guy who really is on top of things. Now, I want you to know why. I'm going to skip Jerry Golden briefly and stick with Aaron, since you're going to interview him, and this is kind of important. You do the best darn interview that can be done. Now, here is why Aaron is angry at me. We spoke about many things, but he knows about the Council on Foreign Relations. Aaron, by the way, is a very bright guy. And by the way, he's an Orthodox Jew. And he's doing his best. He's doing very good things. He's exposing good things. But he knows all about the Council on Foreign Relations. And I wrote a very brief one paragraph. Oh, I hear the music.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Here, the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Li Mumui and Fucoidin renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Li Mumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fucoidin, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fucoidin a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Li Mumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Barry, you were telling us why Aaron Klein was angry with you.
Well, I did something, a little risky, but I felt I had to already. We spoke with the CFR. Aaron knows about it. And I wrote one paragraph where I said that I know of one major reporter who does know that let's use the word conspiracy, even though that word has been denigrated. Let's use it anyways. I said Eric Klein said the following things about the CFR, and he is well aware that they're the group in America that is planning Israel's demise. And he wrote me back an angry letter saying that was a conversation between the two of us. It wasn't an interview. And I wrote him back, and I said, well, at least you said it. I didn't misquote you. You know about the CFR. You know that they're working against Israel. And I don't think he ever forgave that. I think he should have, frankly. I've been very kind to Aaron in my own writing, and I've quoted him often. I think he's a good reporter, but he's not telling the whole truth. And by the way, the WorldNet Daily has exposed the CFR, and it's not like he'd be fired from them. I think the trouble would be with ABC Radio, where he might get in trouble. So he got very, very angry with me. And, well, I'll give you an example of just this week. And, again, this is very mainstream journalism. They have reported that Condoleezza Rice is so frustrated by her last trip to Israel that she has had a meeting, a head-to-head meeting with Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton on what to do about this Annapolis conference. Now, needless to say that Carter and Clinton are both CFR, but also in this article, it is written that she has also sought the advice of Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright, both of them CFR. In other words, she's had four meetings with the top executives of the Council on Foreign Relations, and nobody has mentioned this point, that there's a coordinated effort by Israel's worst enemies in the CFR, using Condoleezza Rice now as the latest, what do you call someone who's representing something other than their own points of view? That is Condoleezza Rice, and she is getting her advice from the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is extremely serious for Israel, because you can't defeat an enemy if you don't know who the enemy is.
Go right ahead.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I've been following the CFR for many years. And, you know, for the first 30 years, I followed it. It was never mentioned in the American media. I mean, you could read, you know, any one of the publications. We did searches for it. We even searched the communist publications. Even the communists wouldn't attack the CFR. And then, you know, in the last maybe a decade or so, they just said, oh, of course, it's the most normal thing in the world. The CFR is there, but it's simply just a think tank. That is not simply a think tank. It determines American foreign policy. It determines American domestic policy, because the people who run America, Democrat or Republican, all come from the CFR. So, you know, it could very well be that since ABC is CFR-controlled, Aaron is reluctant to have that information out. I understand if he's a smart reporter and he wants to stay a smart reporter, he will not certainly bite the hand that pays his paycheck. And if you get a reporter who comes out and tells the truth, that could very well be the end of his career.
Guilty as charged. What are you going to do? You're trying to prevent a country from taking the road to suicide, and I've taken actions here and there that I guess are wrong. I apologize to Aaron if that was wrong, but he told me what he told me, and he knows that the CFR are behind it. He's got, by the way, very serious sources, including one named Bronfman. There is a renegade in the Bronfman family who is one of Aaron's best sources, and that I didn't mention. Well, I'm mentioning it now. What the heck? Israel's almost finished. At least let's go down with a few punches to the other side. Aaron is a very fine reporter. Leave it at that. He's not telling the whole story.
Well, but you see, there are very, very few people like you and me who lay everything out. But you know, I can't be destroyed because I don't work for somebody. I don't get a paycheck from them, and they've already pretty well destroyed your effectiveness, at least as far as, you know, your ability even to live in Israel. So I'm just so glad you are over here in the United States and talking about America's invisible government.
Well, why is it forbidden to talk about a tiny little think tank of 4,200 members? Believe me, there are Boy Scout troops in suburban Chicago with 4,200 members.
Yeah, but nobody has the power, the CFR does, to select the Secretary of State and to tell the President who's going to be the head of the Federal Reserve System. Now, I'm not saying that he gets a call from David Rockefeller and says, this is what you're going to do, but certainly the President is a figurehead, and the people who really run the government of the United States, whether the Democrats or Republicans are in power, are the people from the CFR, because the Secretary of State always comes from there, the head of the CIA always comes from there, the head of the Federal Reserve Board always comes from there, and certainly they control, members of the CFR control 95% of the media in the United States, and we're just fortunate we've got that extra 5% where at least some truth can come out.
Well, I'm just hoping and preparing a great interview with Aaron. Just to let you know, he does know what's going on. He doesn't know much about the Rabin assassination. By the email about the newest video and the three shots, he hasn't got the subtleties down one little bit. But I think
we're out of time, Barry. We'll look forward to talking to you later this week. God bless.
Tonight at midnight.
All right, tonight at midnight. Bye bye.
Night all.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to? Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it, Al. Return the prize.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Mann here at the American Freedom Network. For those of you who don't know what the Council on Foreign Relations is, it is America's invisible government. It was formed back in 1921 as a front for a secret society. Now, for those of you who would like to verify what I'm saying, you need to get Professor Carol Quigley's book and Professor Carol Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor. The book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, and at the top of page 952, Professor Quigley tells you that the CFR was established in 1921 in New York as a front for the Small American Roundtable Group and J.P. Morgan. Of course, J.P. Morgan represented the central banking interests of America, which interlocked with this secret society, the Roundtable, which was the front for Cecil Rhodes' original secret society. All of this is founded in the occult. And there is, and has been for thousands of years, this effort to bring about a world government. What is the purpose of the CFR? To bring about a world government, to bring the kingdom of God to earth. They don't tell you what God. And, of course, if you read the writings of the occultists, as I do, specifically at the Lucis Trust, their information on the spiritual hierarchy that they readily admit rules the world, what's their purpose? To bring the kingdom of God to earth. If you read Tragedy and Hope, if you haven't read it, you need to get it. You need to read it two or three times. It's 1,342 pages, but it's well worth it. It's the most important book you'll probably ever read. Because Professor Quigley uncovered at least one secret society. He didn't recognize it was a continuation of this age-old movement, so we carry Tragedy and Hope. You can get it by itself, or the Tragedy and Hope special, along with my interview with Professor Quigley, not one I did, but one I purchased, and, of course, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which points out how the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford Foundation have been pushing and financing communism. You think communism's the enemy? Okay, it's not an enemy. We financed it. We're keeping him going. Who do you think's pouring money into communist China today? Who's pouring money into Russia? Even though we are bankrupt ourselves, we are still pouring money in there. But you need to read my little pamphlet. It's called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. I think it's probably $3 or $4 or $5 at the most. And call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. The phrase comes from a speech that Solzhenitsyn gave back in 1975 to the AFL-CIO. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about the Communist Capitalist Alliance. If you really think that communism was our enemy and then it became our friend and now it's becoming our enemy again, you've been reading the New York Times, the Washington Post too long, or listening to Rush Limbaugh. It's all a phony enemy. Just as Castro is a phony enemy, if you read the David Rockefeller's memoirs, and we carry that book as well, Memoirs by Dr. David Rockefeller. I mean, David Rockefeller's daughter is a very, very close friend of Fidel Castro, and David's meeting with Fidel as they laugh at how stupid the Americans are. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind our rulers. That is what it's all about. The books, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, are the special memoirs by David Rockefeller, the Communist Capitalist Alliance pamphlet, or so much more. We carry Professor Sutton's book on Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, or my interview with him, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. You need to get that. You need to understand how we finance the North Vietnamese, just exactly as we're financing the Pakistanis, we're financing the Taliban to kill our boys. Understand it.